From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good Friday morning to you, and welcome to WSNC 90.5 FM. This is Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock and talk to important people here in the Triad area. My guests this morning are from the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra. We've got Jill Strickland. Hello.
Good morning.
And also joining us is Connie Quinn from the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. Tell me a little bit about yourselves. What is your association with the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra? Jill?
Well, I helped found the Jazz Orchestra a little over 5 years ago, along with my now husband, Matt Cosma, who's the band director and also the tenor saxophone player in the band. And I've served on the board of directors and presently serve as a volunteer executive director and kind of chief bottle washer.
Oh, great.
And I am a longtime friend of both Jill and Matt and was present at the discussion that created the or was the inception of the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra. I am currently a board member and huge fan.
Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. It's great to have you both here on Triad in Focus. Tell me more about what's going on with the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra in the near future.
Well, in the very near future, we have a Valentine's Day event next Saturday, February 11th, and it's called Big Bands Are for Lovers. Although both couples and singles are welcome, it is a fine dining and dance event at the Millennium Center on Saturday, February 11th.
What are the details about how people can do that? Are there tickets available?
There are tickets available online if you go to the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra website, which is campbellcityjazz.com. You can go to upcoming performances, and there's a link to buy tickets. And your ticket will get you in the door for sparkling wine, appetizers, a multiple course dinner, and dancing at the Millennium Center. A cordial bar. Greg Carlisle at the Millennium Center has a fabulous menu lined up with his chef. There will be a set played by the band during dinner and then an after-dinner dance set. So we've got lots of good romantic numbers, lots of good dance numbers lined up, new music that the band hasn't played before.
Is this something that has happened before? Is this a new event?
This is a new event. This is our first Valentine's Day-themed event, and it's something, you know, we've really set on this Jazz Supper Club theme, which is something that we've received many requests from our fans to do. So it'll be set up with tables of all sizes. People can reserve a cozy two-top table if it's a date, or choose to sit at a community table if they want to mingle with other guests, or even reserve a large table if they've got a group of friends who want to come. So it'll be set up with table service, Jazz Supper Club, just like the good old days up in New York City at the Vanguard.
That sounds like a great event. Tell me a little bit more about the history of the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra. I know a little bit about it, but our listeners may not know. How long has it been around?
Sure. The Jazz Orchestra was founded in 2012. It's a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to celebrate and perpetuate the uniquely American jazz celebrate and perpetuate the uniquely American genre of jazz music.
It sounds like you've been practicing that.
Sounds like I need to practice more.
Well, you said you were there for the conception of the organization. What sort of need were you filling with that?
Well, Connie and I both have been involved with the Piedmont Opera. And at the time, we were out with a group of board members, and Connie was on staff at the Piedmont Opera at the time, after a meeting. And we were out just talking about growing the audience for opera and educating the community about opera. And Matt, who was he and I were dating at the time, said, wouldn't it be great if there was an organization like this for jazz? And we thought, what would that look like? It would be a jazz orchestra. It would be a big band. So we really established the organization not only as a performance group, but also our mission includes educating the community about jazz music and using the art form as a way to bring the community together.
I will say, if you have not been to one of these concerts, it is a truly intimate experience for everybody who's there. You absolutely feel like you are best friends with those guys and ladies on stage who are playing. It's a really unique experience.
Now, I've heard some of the events that the jazz orchestra have, it seems like they happen at the Millennium Center pretty often. Is there a partnership going on there?
Not a formal partnership, but Greg Carlisle at the Millennium Center has been a longtime supporter of ours. I don't know that the band would exist without him. Mm. He provided at the Millennium Center the space for the band to rehearse when we first started pulling the musicians together. The Millennium Center also was the venue for the very first public performance.
Oh.
Back in, what was that, June 2012. Yeah. And we have had a number of events there. We've also had events at Haynes Brands Theater, at the auditorium at SECA. The band performed at city parks throughout town last summer as part of the Neighborhood Suites partnership through an Arts Council grant, where they performed original music that was based on the historic neighborhoods in Winston-Salem. So those were free concerts out in the parks. They've performed at a number of different venues, but the Millennium Center is one of our favorites, and it has a special place in our hearts just because of Greg's assistance, help getting the band off the ground.
Yeah, Greg's been great for all kinds of arts organizations here in the Winston-Salem area. So it's good to hear about that, the beginnings of that anyway. But do you feel like the organization – well, I guess a more technical question I have is how many musicians are involved with this approximately? We have a big band.
It's a 17-piece band, including vocalist Diana Tuffin, who is just fabulous if you've never heard her sing. So it's a big band, big horn sound, big powerful sound.
Well, if you this is radio, so you can't see the facial expressions in here, but Connie just made a very positive facial expression when we talked about the personnel here.
Diana is amazing. Her vocals are incredible. The range is just off the charts, and she's got this just soulful torch singer vampy sort of thing going that's perfect with jazz, and she's just wonderful to listen to.
Has she worked with the jazz orchestra before?
Many times, yes.
And so she a regular?
She is a regular, yes, and a favorite.
Well, if you've just tuned in, my guests this morning are Jill Strickland and Connie Quinn from the Camel City Jazz Orchestra. They've got a concert coming up before Valentine's Day in just a little while. And this is Try It in Focus. We'll be back in a few moments, and we'll talk more with them about some more details about that. Stay with us right here on WSNC.
Democracy Now! On 90.5 FM WSNC is sponsored in part by James Stewart Campbell, MD, Doctor of Med Design.
What is Africa? What is the diaspora? How does culture, race, and class intersect to create identities? Who is African? Who can be African? What does Africa mean to you? Africa World Now Project is a program that will seek to answer these and other complex questions by exploring the continuities and discontinuities in African world history, culture, and politics. I am your host and producer, James Pope. Africa World Now Project Collective consists of international media journalist, producer, and activist Moise Mutali, and Africa World Now Project media correspondent Funa Ngunda. I look forward to spending each week bringing you content from and about the African world.
Wednesday at 8 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem State University, WSNCRadio.org, your source for genuine jazz and all kinds of great local information. We're talking to Jill Strickland and Connie Quinn from the Camel City Jazz Orchestra right now, live in the studio this morning. Thank you again to both of you for coming in. We've got – you mentioned that the Valentine's concert for the Camel City Jazz Orchestra coming up February 11th, 2017. Tell me more about – you mentioned there was going to be a dinner associated with it.
There is going to be a fabulous dinner associated with it. It's a multiple-course dinner, and Greg has worked with his executive chef at the Millennium Center to create some just really interesting courses. And with those courses will be special wine pairings that folks can order. The wine is not included in the price of the ticket, but will be available through just regular tableside service. This is not a buffet or anything. Each table will have a server, just like you're in a restaurant, and the opportunity to order any drinks that you want from the bar, but specifically wines that are paired by the chef with the courses that have been selected.
So is this was that an initial idea about the whole – I mean, let me just spit out my question here. Will people be eating and listening to music at the same time? Is this going to be split up into different segments, or is it all going on at the same time? Do you know?
So the band will play a set during dinner. Is that correct? Yes. And then a dance set following dinner. So it's like a true supper club. You come, you have your dinner. The chef will suggest wine pairings. You can buy a glass or a bottle if you like the whole thing. And yes, the band will be playing, and then there will be dancing available afterward.
How long did you say this is going to be going into the evening?
It begins at 6:30 in the evening, and we expect it to last till 10:30, although sometimes things like that go a little bit longer.
That sounds like a lot of fun. The Camel City Jazz Orchestra, they have played – I know they take advantage of different musicians who are living here in the Winston-Salem area and in the Triad. Matt Cosma, who is your husband, who has been a guest here on WSNC on multiple occasions, and other local jazz musicians. Do you feel like – is there any struggle herding all of these musicians together to play in this big band format?
Well, there's certainly no struggle finding really great musicians in this area to play. We've got such talent to choose from, and we've got such depth now over the years. You know, there have been so many different musicians who've played with us that, I mean, it's no struggle finding people to fill the seats. I mean, of course, everyone, all of our musicians are professionals. They've all got busy schedules. So sometimes just getting everybody together for rehearsals and performances can be a little bit like herding cats just because there are so many people to pull together and organize. But the range and the depth of the talent that we have in our community in terms of jazz musicians is just really phenomenal.
And when you get to hear them, it is like you have stepped back in time. It is a really fun thing to experience.
So they play, of course, big band jazz music, I assume, from swing era type music, some Glenn Miller and some Count Basie and that
Duke
sort of
Ellington, thing. All that great stuff.
It sounds like it's going to be a great event. Again, that's coming up February 11th, correct?
Yes, and tickets are still available. You can buy tickets online. There is a link to the online box office at the Camel City Jazz Orchestra website, which is www.camelcityjazz.org.
CamelCityJazz.org. Okay. We'll put a link to that on our website for Triad and Focus. Again, that's wsncradio.org/triadandfocus, and have more details about that coming up. Well, enough about that event. Let's talk about both of you. Connie?
Oh, wow.
where are you from? Are you from the Winston-Salem area?
I am from Cocoa Beach, Florida, originally. I have been in Winston-Salem for 21 years. Hate to tell my age there. But, yeah, I am the executive director for Twin City Stage and a proud friend of the Camel City Jazz Orchestra.
Why did you move here?
I moved here with my ex-husband and stayed.
Well, it's good that you stayed. It's good to have you here in the Winston-Salem area. I'm also a transplant here, so I'm curious about how other people ended up here and why other people stayed who grew up here. So, Jill Strickland, what's your story? Where are you from?
We moved around a lot when I grew up, but I moved to North Carolina originally to go to college and then went to law school at Wake Forest. So that's what brought me to Winston-Salem originally. Graduated from law school in 1990, moved away for a few years, but moved back in 1996, and I've been here ever since.
Well, it's great to have you both here. The Camel City Jazz Orchestra is having their concert coming up on February the 11th. More details at camelcityjazz.org. Yes. And again, more details about that on the link on wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. We'll take another quick break here. We'll be back in a moment with Jill Strickland and Connie Quinn of the Camel City Jazz Orchestra. This is Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly.
Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Two legends within their genre, Bunny Wailer, the last surviving member of the Wailers, and Hakim, star of Egyptian shabby music. Two lions, Bunny Wailer and Hakim. That's next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Chichin ring, or even lions fear him. Tika di blapad man,
this evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Calvin Patterson, host of Empowering You, a program committed to educating, encouraging, and empowering you and the listening audience here in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. Join me and my guests here only on 90.5 FM WSNC.
Monday at 7 p.m.
Hi, everyone. Be sure to tune in next time on Beale Street Caravan because we're diving deep into our archives to bring you a program featuring historical live recordings of Furry Lewis, Sleepy John Estes, and Bucca White. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Saturday at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
Hi, this is Edgar Menendez, your host for Latin Fusion. I bring you the best of Latin music, salsa, bachata, merengue, and more. Tune us in every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on 90.5 FM WSNC.
This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem State University, Genuine Jazz at WSNCRadio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we talk to important people in the Triad area, in Winston-Salem more specifically. My guests this morning in the studio are Jill Strickland and Connie Quinn, representing the Camel City Jazz Orchestra, and they've got an upcoming concert for Valentine's Day. Thank you again to both of you for coming in. Tell me, are there any other details about this upcoming concert that we haven't covered yet?
I would say, Jill touched on it briefly, but the concert is billed as big bands are for lovers, but it's encouraged that everyone attend, singles, couples, groups. If you need someone to sit with, you can sit with me and Jill.
Well, that's a great offer. That's coming up February the 11th. That is the Saturday before Valentine's Day. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And we will, of course, have the link with the details about that. You both mentioned that you were with the opera before. Well, are you still with the opera, too?
So I was previously on staff at the opera as director of development and operations. I am no longer there. But in my role there, I recruited Jill to the board, and she is still on the board of directors there.
So you still have that, at least in the past, had that crossover between the different organizations. Do you feel like there's a cross-pollination going on between the different arts and fine arts organizations in the area?
Absolutely. Even the Camel City Jazz Orchestra, for example, does a holiday concert, and it's become a tradition. It's our annual holiday show. The last several years we've had it at SECA. And at the last holiday show in December 2016, Connie and some of her colleagues from Twin Cities Stage manned the bar before the concert and during the intermission in full costume, full holiday regalia. It must be fun to have a costume shop.
It was fun to have a costume shop. And we were also joined in that role by Mickey Flynn, who is with River Run here in town. So love collaboration. I mean, the arts of all parts of society, I think the arts tend to be the most collaborative group.
Well, I'm looking forward to this upcoming concert, all the other great presentations we're going to have between Twin Cities Stage, the opera, the Camel City Jazz Orchestra, and much more. And, of course, here at WSNC, we look forward to collaborating with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you have just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNCRadio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, and we will have this program as well as other archived editions of the this show on our website, WSNCRadio.org/Try It in Focus. Is there anything else that you two would like to add about this? I think we've covered it pretty well.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Well, thank you. Jill Strickland and Connie Quinn from the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra, thank you again. Coming up in just a few moments, we got NPR News from Washington here on WSNC and more great jazz all day long. Make sure you stick around and stay with us here on WSNC.
From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
...90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.
Live from